Chapter 2. My Education at Raghu Gurukulam. Traditional Learning, Sun Salutations, Yoga Practice, Growing Our Own Vegetables, Storing Rainwater in Recharge Pits, and Preparing Our Own Compost. Alongside all of this, we 30 students lived and grew up together through games, songs, stick dance, Kulatam folk dance, and devotional singing. Living alongside us, running our Raghu Gurukulam and caring for us, the man we called our father was Sri Swami Chaitanyananda Saraswati. And with him lived Sri Kaladindi Narasimha Raju Garu, a scholar of Sanskrit, Telugu, Hindi, and English. Sahanavavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi, Navaditam Astu, Ma Vidvishavahai. This Sanskrit verse, meaning roughly, may we be protected together. May we be nourished together. May we work together with great energy. May our study be filled with vigor. May we never have discord between us, was the founding principle of the Gurukulam. Built on that very foundation, our daily life together, as teachers and students, went on. My life's journey continued at the Gurukulam from roughly 1970 to 1977. By the time I joined the Gurukulam, our family had fallen into financial hardship. By the time I was 7 years old, I already knew what hardship meant. Because of that, when I asked my mother to send me anywhere at all, she learned of the Gurukulam and enrolled me there. On the very first day I set foot in the Gurukulam, the Swamiji interviewed me there. In that interview, he asked me to recite some verse. I did, and he was pleased. On my wrist and around my neck I wore protective amulets. Seeing them, the Swamiji asked what they were. I answered that I had once had typhoid fever, and my mother had had the amulets tied on me as a charm. The Swamiji personally told me to throw away my amulets, have my head fully shaved, and come wearing nothing but the clothes on my back. Before a week had passed, my mother, following exactly what he had said, brought me to the Gurukulam and handed me over, and then left. By then, 10 to 15 boys of my own age were already there. The first 2 days I felt somewhat afraid, but after that, I blended in with them. They called in the doctor from the nearby Nature Cure Ashram to give me a health checkup. He said the boy's heart was weak and left. From that day, for a full month, they did not enroll me in any class at all. The ground where we lived was pure sandy soil. For that entire month, every morning and evening, as much as I was able, I was made to turn over the soil with a spade. They fed me 3 parts leafy greens to 1 part rice and told me to eat my fill. It was hard, but there was no way around it. After a month, they called the Nature Cure doctor again for a checkup. He examined me and declared that my earlier weakness was gone and left. From the very next day, I was seated in the first grade. At the rate of 2 grades completed each year, by the time I reached the age appropriate for the 10th grade, I had finished my secular schooling right there. Alongside secular education, traditional Oriental learning came first. Our daily routine ran fully from 5 in the morning until 9 at night. Early morning began with prayer and Vedic recitation. We studied for an hour. For another hour, we did sun salutations and yoga postures. After that, as part of our garden work, we tended our own dairy cattle. As part of our education, we were made to memorize Vedic verses and select chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, Sanskrit texts, such as the Raghavamsha epic, Swapnavasava Dattam, Kirutarjuniyam, and the verses of Bhartari remain in my memory even to this day. But in secular education, especially in the English language, I fell behind. For roughly 7 years, the Swamiji, with a single-minded purpose, did not even send us home, raising us, like caged birds, entirely within the Gurukulam environment. We lived out our days amid trees, anthills, snakes, and scorpions playing, singing, mangoes, cashew fruit, tender young vegetables, palm shoots, date palm fruit, and tubers were our snacks. It was while I was still studying at the Gurukulam that my father passed away after a long illness. I was not even allowed a final glimpse of him. The Swamiji did not send me home, thinking that it would ruin my education. In those days, whether it was fever, a cold, or an injury, we knew nothing but nature cure remedies, no medicines at all. Our Swamiji kept the company of prominent figures like Acharya Vinoba Bhav, the frontier Gandhi Ghaffar Khan, and Morarji Desai, the Deva Dayam minister of that era, the Gandhian Chintalapati Varaprasada Murthy Raju was very close to the Swamiji, and Murthy Raju Guru provided some financial support to the Gurukulam. In this way, I continued my Gurukulam education until 1977, when, for the first time, I was sent to sit for the 10th grade exam through a private convent school in Bhimavaram, and then sent home to my family. From there, like birds freed from a cage, we all scattered in different directions. Not one of us ever went back to the Gurukulam. The Swamiji's hopes came to nothing, and our education was left incomplete. Taking flight from there, I landed in Vijayawada. Looking back on it today, I understand that, in my case, it was God's own will.